Justin Clark Show on Florida Man Radio.
Do you swear to tell the truth? The whole truth? And nothing but the truth?
You want answers? You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Welcome to Friday morning. I am your host, Justin Clark, protecting you from the hypocrisy throughout America. Today on the program, Meatloaf. Not your mother's Meatloaf, but Meatloaf the singer has died. Were you a Meatloaf fan? We will address that right out of the gate. I've got this horrible woman. A so-called mother to a 9 and 7-year-old little kids, lives in Connecticut, flies to Florida with her boyfriend for 3 days, leaving said kids in the basement. We're going to fry her today. Teddy Roosevelt statue has come down in New York City at a museum that was created by his father. Unbelievable. My mother. And hour number two, Lurch goes on the perch towards the end of the show, and much more to get to. It's a very jam-packed show this morning. Quick housekeeping before we begin. I will be taking your calls and text messages. The phone number, write it down. I want to hear from you today, no matter where you may be. Whether you're in 78-degree weather like I am, or sitting in a blizzard. 321-339-1055. Download the Florida Man Radio app and listen to us right there around the world, including all past shows, podcast style. You can also hit open mic on the app and send us a message that way. Hit open mic, a little microphone comes up, press the button. You got 30 seconds to give me your clean thoughts of the day. But now, on the live and actual radio, it's time to do a show. But first, the team. To my right, Michaela's not here. She's normally here on Fridays. I believe she is out, Lurch, saving the world. Or her hair, or something. I'm not sure. We're not supposed to say, I don't think. But directly in front of me, a green, don't call it a Nike t-shirt, because it is an Adidas t-shirt. Lurch is here. Greetings, sir.
Greetings. And now, it's time for the opening statement. This should be interesting.
Legendary rocker? Is it rocker or singer when it comes to Meatloaf?
American.
I know this is new. I don't want to.
Rocking singer.
Well, we don't want to bash him, of course, but I do want to kind of find out if people were really into Meatloaf or not, because, and we want to honor him, okay? I'm not sitting here wanting to be critical of him, but I've always been curious whether people like Meatloaf or not, because he was one of those singers that some people would think that you're kind of a wuss if you liked them. So I never knew whether to this day, I don't know if I like Meatloaf or not. The jury is still out for me and Meatloaf. I like Meatloaf with ketchup, like the real round Meatloaf, the food. I definitely like Meatloaf. I like extra ketchup on my Meatloaf. But I'm talking about the singer who passed away last night, apparently due to the virus. Lurch, were you a Meatloaf guy or not?
No, but I mean, Bat Out of Hell wasn't a bad song.
So you liked a couple songs is what you're trying to tell me. But
do you like some of his songs?
We might have to find out together.
Be honest.
Yes.
Okay, so then there you go.
But am I a big Meatloaf guy?
Have to be a big fan of someone if you like some of their songs.
If you looked at my playlist, are you going to see any Meatloaf? Likely not.
Probably not.
But I think there are some good songs probably by Meatloaf. I think so. I guess. But I'm very curious to hear what Beanbag Nation thinks about Meatloaf, because I never knew what to really think about him. I never really knew. But we're about to find out, I think. And of course, Dave the Drummer has carte blanche always when we talk music, because he's my real musical guru.
He's your musical director.
He's the musical director of this program, really the station. Well, he died at the age of 74 last night, reportedly after contracting the virus. He was a little bit outspoken about vaccines and masks and things like that. Apparently, he had a business dinner. He was going to do some dating show or something. He canceled the dinner because he got sick earlier in the week, and now he's gone. I don't think he really said whether he was vaccinated or not, but he did often talk about, if I die, I die. I'm not going to be controlled. So he was definitely not about mandating vaccines, yeah, that's for sure.
Or the government telling him.
And I agree with that. Now, I don't think there's anything on the record whether he was vaccinated or not, but I think you can kind of deduce that he probably was not. Now, last August, he also called face masks a nuisance, which I tend to agree with, especially the N95 masks, which are coming to a free, $400 million for free here very soon. I'm not wearing the N95.
I mean, it can be, especially if you work in the restaurant business.
Yeah, it sucks. He called COVID a drag. Hello, everyone. Nothing going on at all. That's a drag. COVID is a drag. Where I live, things are open and thriving. The entertainment world hubs are in lockdown. Why? So he was a little bit anti the overreaction. Yeah. And I think most of us agree with that. But unfortunately, he has passed away. So rest in peace, Meatloaf. Now, you know, I do think it's important that we understand and have develop an understanding with one another whether we like Meatloaf or not. And again, I'm not talking about your mother's Meatloaf. I'm talking about Meatloaf the artist, because we all love Meatloaf, don't we, Lurch, at the end of the day?
I mean, I'm not the biggest fan of Meatloaf.
You eat Taco Bell at 1 a.m., and you eat Hungry Man for lunch every day, and yet you're gonna a homemade Meatloaf you're going to turn down.
Said I'm not the biggest fan.
How could you not like Meatloaf?
I didn't say I didn't like it. I just said I'm not the biggest fan.
Coming from you, that means you hate it. How in the hell can you not like Meatloaf with ketchup on it? With mashed potatoes?
Oh, I mean, I ate meatloaf out of your all the mind? Time during training, because that's what we had to eat.
Yeah, but what you had in basic training, I think, doesn't really count. I don't think it counts. I think I like Meatloaf, but I'm not a huge fan. You know what I'm saying? I think I like his songs, some of them. But I'm not a big Meatloaf fan. I'm not a fanboy for Meatloaf.
Which is okay. There's plenty of artists that you can like songs.
I mean, any requests? I mean, are there any songs that you really want me to play to really get a good idea of what we liked from Meatloaf? You don't know it. You don't know any of the names of the songs, do you? Can you name one Meatloaf song, the actual title to the song?
Bad Out of Hell.
Bad Out of Hell?
Yeah, that's the one I know.
All right, name a second.
I don't know.
Well, here's number one. I think most people will always come back to
Paradise.
This audio sucks, by the way. I have no one to blame but myself. I pulled it. This audio sucks.
Well, I mean, a lot of those like older songs like that on YouTube, the quality isn't the greatest.
This is less than the greatest. This sucks. Officially. I think a lot of people like that. What's that?
Do you like Meatloaf?
I feel badly that he's dead. I do. What do you think now, Lurch? Are you a bigger Meatloaf fan now or not?
About the same.
About the same.
Yeah, some of those songs are. Like the I Do Anything for Love.
Before me playing DJ this morning, because of his death, when is the last time that you heard or purposefully downloaded a Meatloaf track? Years? Has it been years?
Years.
It's not very nice. The man just died. I mean, at least lie and say, it was last week.
No, I'm not going to lie.
Oh, okay.
It's sad that he died, but you over here saying, oh, I'm not a big fan of him. So how is that nice?
Have you heard from that girl from New Year's Eve again? Yeah.
No, I haven't.
Not at all.
No.
But this is the first weekend.
It's okay. Yeah.
She normally only texts you at midnight on the weekends, right?
Yeah.
You promise you'll let me know if she texts you at midnight or so?
Of course.
Do you think she listens to this program?
Because I'm probably going to message you and be like, hey, you mind if I borrow the room upstairs?
Well, because, I mean, she came to my house, obviously, so I hung out with her for many hours. And so do you think that now she knows us, that she listens to this program? Because I don't want to talk about it and jinx you here if you think that she listens.
I don't know.
Does she work at a job where she could listen to the radio or not? You don't
honestly
know what she does?
I don't know.
You don't even know what she does for work?
No.
Man. Spend the night at my house. Never mind. Don't even know what she does for work. Never came up, did it?
I mean, I'm not asking questions. You know what I mean?
That was the funniest thing you've ever said on this show in 2 years.
I'm just performing. That's it.
You have no idea what she does for work.
No.
You think Yo Frey does? Yo Frey, are you listening? Text in what she does for work, because if she's a nurse, she probably can't listen to the show. But if she's like a traveling salesperson, I think we need to watch our words wisely.
Because
I don't want her to hear the show and hear me talking about it, and then the next thing you know, she wants to text you at midnight tonight and doesn't,
because
it's going to come up on the program. So we need to figure that out before we talk about this anymore. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
We need to tread lightly on this topic. Because I want her to be texting you. Now, again, do I think that you're going to get married? I don't think so.
No.
But is it a fun
is
week?
It
She's
fun?
Cool.
Yeah.
She was cool. And I think that I would like her to text you again, but I'd like for you to maybe try to stay up and answer said text.
Yeah, I will try.
Maybe you just set an alarm for like midnight. Yeah. If you're going to go to bed early, set an alarm for say midnight for yourself. And that way you wake up, and, have a little snack, watch a little TV, and wait on her to drunk text
and then
you.
All of a sudden.
Boom. Ding. About 12:30 a.m. tonight, Lurch's phone's going to be going.
I'll have I have clothes ready so I can like.
Yes.
Get out the door.
If I were you, I would just sleep in something that you can get out the door in.
I think gym shorts and a t-shirt would be good.
Yeah, but. No, you're not going to go to her house in gym shorts, are you? I mean, at least wear like regular shorts.
It's like almost 1 a.m.
Right.
I'm getting a message. Okay. Do you really think that it matters what I'm going to go wear?
Yes, I do. I would go in at least regular shorts or jeans or something. I think maybe this radio attire is the way to go.
Okay,
no,
like
those
this.
Are you can
go, joggers.
Joggers are fine, but I think just regular gym shorts, she's going to be like, well, and then what if you have a good time and you wake up the next morning and you want to grab brunch? You know what I mean? Like that morning when you woke up there at my house with her.
I'll bring my backpack with
a change? No, yeah. See, I think that's too presumptuous.
It's going to stay in the car.
Oh, and then she's going to be like, do you want to have brunch? I'm like, oh, wow, just in case you ask me that, I have a bag in my car.
Exactly.
No, I would just say that you have a bag in your car from I was playing soccer yesterday. You know, or like saving babies or something, that makes you seem awesome. Don't say you just brought a bag just in case that
she's the one messaging me at this time wanting to do this.
And so
like I said, do you really think it matters what I'm.
Look, I'm just trying to get you prepared for the weekend, buddy. I'm not trying to call anybody out or anything. I'm just trying to make sure that we have a solid plan going into this weekend. And here's what the plan should be.
Valid.
You set an alarm for about midnight because her texts are about, 12:31, right?
Yeah.
12:31 a.m. I love this. I love it. And so set an alarm for midnight. Have a little snack. I think joggers are appropriate. With a t-shirt, fine.
All right. Beauty.
Maybe even a hoodie or something if it's cold out. And then when she texts you, what did the last text say? Just like, you up? Or what did they say? You up?
Yeah.
that's the absolute epitome of
can be
that yeah both ways. You better believe I'm up. Everything wide awake. Do you know where she lives? How far from you?
I don't know where she lives.
Well, I figure if you don't know where she works, you probably don't know
yeah,
where she
exactly.
lives either.
I mean, I figured your townhome is a good medium.
Sure, you can come over anytime. Now the. I think she might live out in, like, Lake County or something. I don't know. I have no idea. Here's the deal, though. I think that when she texted you in the past at 1 a.m., didn't you text her the next morning saying, sorry, I missed your text?
Yeah.
And then she never responded to either of those responses.
Until
she got drunk again.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. See, right. I don't think this is a match made in heaven, but I think it could be a lot of fun.
Oh, this is just fun, yeah.
I think it could be a lot of fun. Yep. And you can still have fun and be respectable, too. Oh, yeah, you know what I mean? You don't have to make them feel badly about themselves.
I never forced anything.
No, of course. I know. Certainly we wouldn't be talking about that if you did right here as your lawyer and all. Yeah, I think I would just set an alarm for midnight just in case. Are you working tonight?
No, I am not. I'm free.
I like it. 3-2-1. If you need any advice about the weekend, you know how to reach me. Yeah. And by the way, if my place is a better meeting place, you know how to find the upstairs bedroom, don't you? 3-2-1-3-3-9-1-0-5-5. Let me hit some text messages here quickly, and then we'll try to get off of Lurch's topic, too. Oh, Dan O'Brien's here, mortgage broker to the stars. What up, Dano? Wait, what did I miss? Your interview with Meatloaf? Thank you, Dan. Too soon. Too soon, Dan. That was a reference to our final interview with Bob Saget, of course, and then he passed away. Dan, come on, buddy. I mean, you're a great mortgage guy, but that was a dick move, bud. But I still love you, and you're great at mortgages. Dave is here, Wisconsin. But it was funny, too, Dan, in some ways. But maybe too soon. I don't know. Dave is here, Wisconsin. Hey, by the way, Dave, did I mention at the open of the show that it's 78 degrees here today? I'm not trying to rub it in. I'm just saying it's 78 degrees where I'm sitting right now. Love Meatloaf the singer, but not Meatloaf the food. Another Meatloaf hater. I don't get this. I mean, have you ever had Meatloaf with ketchup on top and mashed potatoes? How could you not like that? I mean, it sounds like maybe your parents couldn't cook or something. Because growing up in my house, Meatloaf was a special night. How dare you say you don't like Meatloaf? Another Lee is here. Hello, Lee. LOL, I was just going to say I love my meatloaf with barbecue sauce. And that's fine. Look, as long as you like meatloaf, I'm cool with it. But thank you. Thank you. Shane Reeve is here, our boss. Meatloaf is an American icon, great voice. Bat Out of Hell is an incredible album with multiple hits. Anyone who talks bad about Meatloaf lacks knowledge and or taste.
There you go.
We agree. we like his music. And Shane, now that you said that, even if I didn't, I'd be one of the biggest Meatloaf fans out there. And not just the food. Pete is here, Road Magnet. I really liked Bat Out of Hell when I was a kid. He was great as an actor in Fight Club. I have no problem with Meatloaf, but wasn't that big of a fan. So a lot of people hate the food Meatloaf, and I'm shocked, I'm disappointed, all of the above.
Oh, Brooke, I mean, is not hate. I think hate is a very strong word.
Okay, well, even if you are just iffy on the food Meatloaf, I'm losing some respect for you. And I have respect for you, Lurch, but to be iffy on the food Meatloaf is disastrous.
You're losing a little bit of it.
Yeah. Brooke is here. Hello, Brooke. Meatloaf's Bat Out of Hell is a great album, and Paradise by the Dashboard Light is a great song. Give it a listen. Can you find that to take us to break later, maybe?
Yeah.
Paradise by the Dashboard Light.
I mean, you played it for your mashup there.
See if you can find, but my quality was so horrible. And this is radio, which is, you know, an audible medium, so to speak. Rich B is here. Rumor has it I Would Do Anything for Love was about him not wanting to do a certain type of sex with his wife girlfriend, like from the back. You know what I mean? he was Big Bob in Fight Club. Yeah, he was.
That's right, he was.
Oh, look who it is. Michaela Nichols. Hello, Michaela. How are you?
Good. I'm missing my crew this morning.
Well, and it's Friday. We expected to see you, of course. And at the open of the show, I said you were out saving the world. Is that true?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm saving something. That's for sure.
What? Like what?
Yeah.
You don't want to say.
No, it's fine. It's whatever. I'm getting my hair done.
Oh. Wow. That's hardly saving the world. I mean, if anything, that's probably destroying world, because I imagine the color that you put in these hairs is bad for turtles or something. It must be.
No, I feel like it's a vegan. Really, you know, I don't know. It's all natural stuff, you know. But I just wanted to call in and tell you that meatloaf is awesome.
So you are a meatloaf fan.
Can't be here. I am.
What about meatloaf the food?
Absolutely not.
You don't like meatloaf either?
So now, nope. Are you losing respect for her?
Yes.
No.
Better ass I am. How could you not like meatloaf?
So the only meatloaf I like was my Nana's, my Polish Nana. She made the most amazing meatloaf. And then ever since then, like, I refuse to eat it because it's not her meatloaf. So I'm, like, done with it. You know?
Yeah.
Kind of cute.
Yes.
But
guess.
I don't really enjoy it, you know?
No, I don't know. That's the thing. I don't know. I don't get it. I don't understand it at all.
It's just, like, a bunch of stuff.
And right.
It's, like, honestly,
beautiful.
It's kind of disgusting if you think about it.
No, it's not. I couldn't disagree more. It's a good old-fashioned standoff here.
No, I'm sorry.
So
you're going
to be meatloaf on Sunday?
Meatloaf.
All right. Well, good luck with your hair. Thank you for checking in with us. Good luck with your hair appointment.
Okay. See y'all Sunday.
If you come back with green hair, it's going to be
what?
Like, if you come back with hair that's green or purple or something, let's not do that.
I was actually dyeing half of it blue and half of it red for the Bills game on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
That would be great. I'm sure that your foundation and all the kids you're trying to save would love that.
They probably would.
I'm sure their parents are going to run out and buy blatantly honest books right away with you having blue and red hair.
They probably would.
You think so?
Yeah. Well. Maybe I'll make matching sweatshirts.
All right. Have fun. Thanks for the call.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. So she's not saving the world, apparently. Apparently she's getting a hair coloring or something.
Are you going to wear your Bills outfit this Sunday?
I guess we'll see. Shane B is here. Justin, I don't want to talk about your female friend here. Also, Justin proceeds to talk about her. Sorry about that, Lurch.
It's okay.
My bad. Karen checks in. Good morning, friends. I say go commando. Hee hee. She wants you to go to this girl's house at 1 a.m. commando. I mean, you can go commando under the, what are those pants called again?
The joggers.
The joggers. I don't think I have any joggers in my life. I'd like to invest in some.
Yeah, you should get some.
Scott in the 386. Meatloaf was considered rock opera. He was also an actor. I believe he was in the original Hair musical or movie. I mean, that's a good way. A rock opera. I think that's a great description. Bill is here. Hello, Bill. Greetings. I like meatloaf's music and mustard on my meatloaf. Justin, don't let your meat loaf. Lurch, just show up with a smile. That's all.
Hey.
Oh, Beth the Realtor is here. Lurch, don't forget your toothbrush, buddy.
That is correct.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I mean, essentially all you really need is something that you could wear to brunch if you were to be invited, and a toothbrush. Because no one wants to wake up.
No, of course not.
Because, you know, if you're going to go over for a hookup, I mean, here's what's going to happen. I mean, you're going to hook up that night, obviously. But really, in a hookup like that, the most fun happens the next morning. But you want to brush your teeth before that fun starts again. Don't you agree?
Oh, yeah.
But any type of late night hookup like that, the real fun is the next morning. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Why do you say that with such conviction?
Because it's correct.
Aviator Chase is here. Hello, Chase. Why do I feel like every time the show starts, you're just now walking up to the mic? LOL. Don't forget the glove, Lurch.
Always. And because you are.
Well, so when the show begins, I'm like talking to Lurch, and then he turns me on, and I'm talking. No, not like that. He turns my microphone on, and then I begin the program. That's why. It's kind of like my little game, actually. It's kind of my deal. That's what I do. Adam in Fort Myers. Lurch's,
I didn't know I turned you on, buddy. Damn.
Lurch's best high spot. No Applebee's, just straight to the house. That's obviously, right. She's in the hospitality business. Why would you say that? Who is this? Jesse from Rewind Magazine. Hello, Jesse. Hello, to answer your question whether or not anyone ever actually liked meatloaf, the answer is yes. I got a copy of Bat Out of Hell when I was still in high school and was made fun of by my peers for it, but I didn't care because the songwriting on it was great and it was truly unique. Thanks, Jesse and Deltona. I wasn't saying that I don't like meatloaf at all. I was saying that he was one of those guys where, at least, and I was obviously younger than him, so he was sort of already historic as I was in high school. And he's right. You don't, like, go around with your boombox blasting meatloaf. When I was in high school, people would think that you're weird.
Really?
They would. Absolutely. But I like his music. I do. I'm not saying that I don't.
Look who the hell it is. Horsey Karen is here. Where the hell have you been? Horsey, I haven't heard from you in forever. Hey, Horsey fan Karen here. Anyone who doesn't like meatloaf doesn't cook it right. Look up best meatloaf recipe on Google. Great stuff. How is Bodie? Bodie is great, Karen. We're a little bit disappointed that you haven't been hanging out with us lately, though. I got to tell you. Bebby's here, Tennessee. Hello, Bebby. Meatloaf got his name from his high school football coach. He was a big, bulky guy. Very talented. Let's see. Teddy is here. Hello, Teddy. Meatloaf died. That means he's no longer alive. Not breathing. Heart not beating. He would do anything for love, but wouldn't stay alive. Louis Anderson just died, too. He was just as much of an American icon as Meatloaf. Give him his respect. I mean, I'm Teddy. I'm sorry, buddy. Did we not have a funeral for Louis Anderson on the show? Do you remember, Lurch? Did we talk about it? I don't remember.
I don't remember.
I don't know if we talked about it or not. Nancy's here. Morning, guys. Meatloaf, the food is like potato salad. Give 10 people ingredients and all of the meatloaf will be different. We have gone to brown gravy on it with noodles and it's yummy. Sounds pretty good.
Damn. Rest in peace, Louis Anderson.
Yeah. When did he die? Wasn't that a while ago? I don't think it was
today. I said a couple of days that he was battling
So he just died
cancer,
too?
But yeah.
I thought he died. See, yeah, obviously I did not give him his respect because I thought he died like a month ago.
Yeah, he just passed away.
I'm sorry to hear that. I forgot. I think he's been sick for a while is what it is. All right. So look, stay tuned for segment two when we honor Louis Anderson as well. I don't know. I didn't know this. I'm getting like hate mail because I didn't know he died. So he just died like what, now?
Yeah.
Oh, he just died. Yes, exactly. Like he just died. So Teddy, I couldn't, buddy. I couldn't honor him because I didn't know he had died. I thought he died a couple months ago. Honestly, so we'll talk Louis Anderson, or maybe we'll leave Louis Anderson to Ed Till and Shannon Burke. Right? What do you think?
I think that's a good idea because by the time they get on the show, time has passed, so they cannot properly.
Chris is here in Lakeland. Meatloaf, the food with it, without pineapples on top. Oh, he likes pineapples on his meatloaf and tons of ketchup. I don't know that Now people are arguing. Now some people are saying he isn't dead yet, Louis Anderson. So I'm not going to have a funeral for the guy until we get some confirmation.
Here.
It says he's dead on your thing.
True Minnesota original. Huh. Louis has passed away.
Gotcha. Aurora's here, Orange Beach, Alabama. Hello, Aurora. Who doesn't like either meatloaf? You're crazy. That's right. I agree with that. Ray, Oviedo. Ray here. Good morning, guys. Vote yes on the meatloaf. No on the band meatloaf. Really? Unbelievable. I know, look, there's so many messages here. I promise I'm trying to get to some of them. I have to do a show, though, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's hard. I think, let me hit some messages. Here's what we're going to do. Let me hit a few more messages. We're going to take a break after that. We will have Meatloaf take us to break, and when we come home, I'm gonna tell you about the lady from Connecticut who left her two little kids in the locked in the basement in Connecticut, so she could do a 3-day trip to Florida with her boyfriend. This lady's sick. You're gonna hate her because I hate her, and I don't use the word hate lightly. You're gonna not like this lady. Justin Jay's here, Pennsylvania. Meatloaf the singer was great. Rest in peace. The food is the bomb. Also. Do they color hair only between 10 and noon? It's a great question, Justin Jay. A question that I have not posed to Michaela.
Yet.
Yeah, well, I think we just did. Here's the deal. Justin Jay just asked what I was thinking we should ask.
Yeah.
But I didn't. So Justin Jay just did it for us. And I figured someone might ask. So, hey, it is what it is. Henry's here. Good morning, Henry. Good morning, gentlemen. Lurch is a stud and should never be without a date. Oh, you too, Justin.
Appreciate that.
Thank you. Jeremy's here, not in Lakeland. Girls want the gray joggers at 1 a.m. Are they gray?
Yeah.
Yes. Meatloaf is good. Ketchup mustard mix on top. But if someone puts onions in it, it's super nasty. So you don't want to put onions in the meatloaf? Is that what I'm being told? Yeah? No onions in the meatloaf. See, I thought that was sort of a staple, but I don't know. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe not. Dave is here in Orlando. Hello, Dave. Anyone who puts brown gravy on meatloaf is a communist. Ketchup or bust. Rich is here. Meatloaf made with mild salsa is amazing. This is like regular old Rachel Ray program today, isn't it? Welcome to Emeril Lagasse. This is unbelievable. And by the way, every time that we talk about food, we get stuck on it. Hot Pockets. Even Shane said he was eating Hot Pockets yesterday. Boss, yeah. We are talking about frozen White Castle. What is this show turning into?
Turning into a Rachel Ray.
And can I monetize a cooking show? Because I'm all about monetization, Lurch. You know what I mean?
From Justin's Kitchen.
Welcome to Justin's Kitchen. We do frozen White Castles, Hot Pockets.
Vegetarian. Vegetarian options.
Bam!
Meatloaf.
And then all you got to do, you don't even have to be a good cook. Like, I don't even know if Emeril could cook, but all you have to do is go bam! And everyone will watch. It's like it's a regular cooking channel here all of a sudden. And here's the problem with that. I mean, we have seasoned radio veterans who are before and after me. Like, Bubba says I puke all the time on the radio. I'm a radio puke artist. And we got Shannon Burke. And they're going to tune into this dumb show and hear us talking about Hot Pockets. You know? You wonder why I run right the hell out of here. I want to put a bag over my face. I don't need Shannon Burke judging our radio talent. We're talking about hot effing pockets.
But it gets the conversation going.
Oh. Is that what it's all about?
That's what it's all about.
I've never seen more disagreement when it comes to how to prepare meatloaf. Oh, I won't eat it with onions. And then Karen's like, must have onions. Won't eat it without onions. I guess meatloaf is one of those things that's a family heirloom or something. Is that what it is?
It's an American staple.
All right, we got to get off the meatloaf. And by the way, we weren't even talking about food. We were talking about the singer, Meatloaf. Next thing you know, we're debating whether you put ketchup or mustard or barbecue sauce. It's unbelievable. We do have to take a break.
Or 1 a.m. text messages.
When we return, I'm going to introduce you to one of the worst ladies you're ever going to hear about and much more to get to. Quick break. It's Justin Clark on the Florida Man Radio Network.
Now, back to the Justin Clark Show on Florida Man Radio.
Yeah. You hungry?
Hey, Ma! Can we get some meatloaf?
Chaz, I think I'm okay. I had a bite right before I came over. Thank you.
You sure?
You know what? I will have some meatloaf. Let's have some meatloaf.
You want some?
I knew you'd go.
Hey, Mom! The meatloaf! We want it now! The meatloaf! Ma, the meatloaf!
I don't know why I find that so funny. And no, by the way, we're not going to continue this debate about what you like on your meatloaf. We can't do it, but BY in Fort Walton has a great idea. He thinks that meatloaf Hot Pockets would be a big seller. Thank you, BY. It might not be the worst plan. I'm literally getting texts from people saying, please continue down this road on meatloaf and debating it.
Well, give the people what they want.
But I feel like we have to move on with the program. You're the producer. I mean, what do we do in this position? I don't know. I'm getting text messages from people literally fighting with one another.
We do both.
Who is that?
Who else do you think?
I don't know. Who?
Bubba.
That was Bubba again?
Yeah, again.
Bubba Whoopass is already here, first of all. And he just walked into our studio again?
Again.
I love Bubba Whipass Wilson, I do. Everyone here loves Bubba.
Yeah, we all do.
But that's two Fridays in a row that he's just rolled right into the studio. Isn't it?
Yeah.
I love him. I mean, look, if you're gonna roll into the studio and interrupt the program, you might as well come on in and give me a hug or something. Let's hug it out, Bubba. Come on in, Bubba. If you're listening, come on in. I like you. It's no big deal, right? We're just talking about meatloaf anyway. It's not groundbreaking radio, Bubba. Whoop ass Wilson, come on in, buddy. Two Fridays in a row. Let me tell you about this horrible woman. And I have little kids. So I take this seriously. And let's be clear about something. I'm happy as hell to live in Florida. I am. This has been the greatest state to ride out the pandemic. And it was the greatest state before, I believe that. No state income taxes. Aurora wants me to ask Bubba how he likes his meatloaf. He would have an answer. There's no doubt that Bubba loves meatloaf. We know that, right? We know Bubba Whip-Ass Wilson likes meatloaf. I don't think there's any question no one would debate that. Anyway, this woman lives in Connecticut, has two kids. Kids are 9 and 11. She's a teacher, by the way, a middle school teacher. This lady is so infatuated with her boyfriend that she flies down with her boyfriend to Florida for 3 days and leaves the kids at home to eat nothing but candy. Her name's Carrie Kaviaska, 36-year-old woman, arrested on reckless endangerment and risk of injury charges in connection with this 3-day Florida trip. She instructed her kids to stay out of sight and to never leave the basement and to only eat candy for dinner.
Mm-hmm, because they asked her, what do we do for food?
Exactly. So finally, her ex-husband calls 911 and says, look, I haven't heard from my kids. We need to do a welfare check because I haven't heard from mom or the kids.
So they didn't go to school.
They didn't go to school either.
Mm-hmm.
So finally, the cops show up, and this 9-year-old and 11-year-old little kids are sitting in the basement by themselves. And it really gets worse because the ex-husband gets the text messages that were on the kid's phone from the mother, and it's sickening. It's disturbing. It's gross. And it makes me want to, like, lock her up for a long, long time. This is the kind of crime that I believe you should get jail time for. I don't think that there's a plea bargain here where you just get a couple years probation. I mean, you need to spend time in jail for what you did to your own kids, you stupid a-hole.
Out of sight.
Yeah, exactly. Eating just candy, although I like candy. So anyway, the former husband provided the cops with all of the text messages between her and the kids while she was down in Florida. And I'm going to read some of the text messages that this bitch sent to her kids while she was in Florida hanging out with her little boy toy, leaving her kids at home. I mean, take the kids with you, woman. Get an extra room or something. She said, both of you stay in the basement. These were text messages while she was in Florida to her kids in the basement in Connecticut. Both of you stay in the basement. She advised the kids to avoid going upstairs at all. Just stay downstairs. One child texted, are we going into school? No, right? She responds, no. She's telling them to stay home from school in the basement by themselves. Sunday evening, one of the kids texted, what are we going to have for dinner? Her answer, just eat candy. I'm sorry. Whatever is downstairs. Don't go upstairs. I'll make it up to you. What kind of mom is this? What kind of mom is this? Then one of the kids asked, can I pee? She said, quick, no lights. There was no bathroom in the basement. They had to ask if they could go pee.
Go upstairs
because there was no bathroom in the basement. She said, quick, no lights. One of the children then writes, I'm sad. I put my batteries upstairs. She said, you can go upstairs super fast, but stay low so no one sees you.
I mean, these kids are, asking for permission. I would have just gone up there.
I would have called my dad. I would have called 911 and said, my mom just abandoned us. And by the way, she had primary custody of the two kids. So I don't know what that says about dad, but what a ass wipe this woman is. What kind of parent does this?
This is just around 12 or a little. I mean, yeah, call your pops, call your father. Hey, come get us.
Unbelievable. She admitted to spending the weekend in Florida with her boyfriend, but claimed her brother had stayed with the children, which is total BS. Both of the kids told the cops that they were home alone, unsupervised, never saw the brother at all. One of the kids said, the only person that ever came over here to entertain us was our dog. So the dog was there as well. Unbelievable. One of the kids said the mom left a few snacks to eat and that she ordered Uber Eats a few times. The kid also said the mother told them not to go upstairs and to only stay in the basement for 3 nights, 3 days, 3 nights. You're not a parent yet, but you can still feel anger towards her, can't you? But as a parent,
who the hell does that?
Anyone who's a parent that's listening to this story right now, it must absolutely infuriate you. And don't even come at me with the kid's 11. That's getting close to old enough. No, it's not. No, it's not. 11-year-old kid should not be responsible for himself.
Fending for himself.
And the little brother or sister. 11-9, that's too young to leave for 3 days, three nights. It just is. And to make them stay in the basement with no bathroom, no food. And then you're going to send an Uber driver over to the house, too, deliver some Taco Bell or whatever.
So how are they, if they can't do anything, how are they supposed to get the food?
Yeah, they can't even go upstairs. I hate this woman. This woman makes me sick to my stomach. You too, or is it just me?
No.
Does this bother me for some special reason?
Because here you have someone that is a parent, and she doesn't know how to be a parent or take care of her children, and then you have plenty of other people that would kill to try and have children, and they would cherish them and take care of them every single day, and prime example of an individual that should not have been a parent.
321-339-1055. You can also send open mics from the Florida Man radio app. Special request, by the way. This is Meatloaf. You took the words right out of my mouth.
A hot summer night.
It's a spoken word, apparently, right?
Wrote to the wolf with the red roses.
Will he offer me his mouth?
Yes.
Will he offer me his teeth?
Yes.
Will he offer me his jaws?
Yes.
Will he offer me his hunger?
Yes.
Again. Will he offer me his hunger?
Yes.
And will he starve without me?
Yes.
Then, does he love me?
Yes.
Yes.
On a hot summer night, would you offer your throat to the wolf with the red roses?
Yes.
I bet you say that to all the boys.
This Lurch, you
yeah.
Be honest with me. Yeah. Do you think if you get that text tonight, you might play a little of this
when
you get
to our
house?
Some of this, yeah.
Hey, baby, you know, Meatloaf just died. Thought we could honor him here in your bed. You know, I feel terrible today, though. I really do. Something's bothering me now, Lurch. And what's bothering me is this American icon, Meatloaf, has passed away, as you know. And we wanted to honor him today. And literally, Beanbag Nation twist that around to have a full-blown, hour-long debate about what toppings they like on their actual meatloaf.
Well, can I tell you who's the culprit?
Yes.
Take a wild guess.
Me. My bad. Well, I still feel badly.
Who else?
I still don't feel great about it. I'm sorry, but we thought that we could really honor this Meatloaf character, and then we're debating whether you put onions in meatloaf or not.
No, we did, and then you started, meatloaf, but I love meatloaf, and ketchup, and how, Lurch, how do you not like meatloaf? I mean, I have no respect for you.
It's pretty...
And there you go.
It's just pretty rude that we'd go from honoring this legend to debating whether it's ketchup or mustard or barbecue sauce on top of meatloaf. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we weren't talking about that type
you
of...
You hungry? Hey, Mom!
We weren't talking about this
we
type
get some
of meatloaf!
Chaz, I think I'm okay. I
wasn't talking about your mom's meatloaf. I was talking about the artist, Lurch. Not your mom's meatloaf.
Right before I came over. Thank
it's
you.
Unbelievable.
Sure? You know what? I will have some meatloaf. Let's have some meatloaf.
You want some?
I need... Hey, Mom! The meatloaf!
That's enough.
But you can still honor him by playing his songs and...
And we did.
And just listening.
And we'll let him take us to break in a few minutes
as well.
Of
course, of course.
Don't you think we should? And then apparently we got to play some Louis Anderson later as well. Man, what kind of day is this? I had a whole show planned. Keith is here, Dallas, Texas. Hello, Keith. Hey, you two on Friday cooking show, LOL. There's a restaurant here in Dallas that makes a damn tasty meatloaf that uses a mix of premium brisket and ground beef, mashed taters, green beans, and sambal gravy. Nice. I like it. Served with his pale ale is ridiculous. Hey, by the way, Keith, I need info. It seems like I've got to go to Dallas soon or, you know, like sometime in the near future.
Really? For what?
Well, it just like this business thing one day. It seems like I'll probably have to go to Dallas a couple times this year. I need info on your brewery because we're going to come by, obviously. Trashman Ben is here. Why the hell wouldn't you just take them to the father, put that bitch under jail, under the jail? I agree. Hate her. Beth is here. What type of mom would leave her kids, let alone fly out of the state? Mine are 18 and 14, and I don't leave them without filling up the refrigerator. Exactly. Pete is here. Nah. Pete, I'm not going to go there. We love Bubba. I'm not mad that he walked in the studio. Are you, Lurch?
No, I'm not mad.
I understand that it's sort of...
A little...
I understand it's radio. Like, if we did that during Shannon's show, he'd be pissed. I get it, but...
We'd be dead.
It's Bubba Whip-Ass Wilson. He's a radio legend, and we understand. I get it, you know? I understand.
Honest mistakes happen.
I'm just impressed he's here so many hours before the Shannon Burke show. I mean, what we should be talking about is how the hell did he get here so early, you know? We shouldn't be critiquing him for walking in on the studio during my show. We should be saying we're very proud that he's here so early. Gina's here. What sides does he like with his meatloaf? I didn't ask him. Random J is here. The Romans enjoyed meatloaf made with wine-soaked bread, spices, and pine nuts. In medieval Europe, they prepared their meatloaf mixed with nuts, spices, and fruit. Random J's a regular old historian.
Wow.
He's a meatloaf historian, this guy.
We have Random our own J. historian now.
Why are you showing off, Random J, with all this historical knowledge? Roger's here. JC, but it makes for great radio content, this food. Don't stop. Thank you. Ooh, Karen sent a picture of her meatloaf, and I trust Karen's judgment when it comes to cooking. She makes carnivore meatloaf, which is ground lamb Kobe beef. Wow. Sometimes bison or pork. Pork rinds crunched up in it.
Got some bacon up in there.
Onions and three eggs, and it's with bacon on top. Hell yeah.
Man,
hey, Karen, text me offline. I'll give you the address to the radio station. Don't you think that's a necessity at this point? Lee is here. Lee from North Carolina. Got to have onion and bell pepper in meatloaf, brown sugar, and ketchup glaze. Dan O'Brien's here. That was some funny S. Bob Saget would have laughed his ass off. You should watch the Bob Saget roast. I know. I mean, look, it was very witty. It was witty, Dano. I agree that it was witty saying that, oh, did I interview Meatloaf yesterday? And we get it, but I don't know. We feel badly about it. Scott is here. Oh, Scott, the sales guy. He's about 30 feet from me right now. Meatloaf found in paradise by the dash. Oh, Meatloaf found is paradise by the dashboard light, and he gets to play rock and roll in heaven forever. But he's dead. So 2 out of 3 ain't bad. The doctor. That was good. I see what you've done there. Man. I didn't read it so well, but very well done. Tom is here. I don't want to hear how cold Florida is right now. And he sent me a, oh my God, his car, -5 degrees. That is disgusting.
Lord.
Where are you, Tom? Tom, where are you? Oh, Jeremy's here.
70 right now.
I used to be a Justin Clark. Now I'm a Bubba Whip-Ass Wilson, I'll tell you. Being a Bubba makes the world a friendlier place. What the hell is he talking about? What's he trying to say?
Meaning, I'm not saying this in a bad way about Bubba, but kind of like at this stage, kind of naive about things. He just kind of just...
Go with the flow. Not stressed all the time. Okay, I want some of that. Pete checks in. Well, Bubba was late for Shando's show yesterday. That's why he's showing up super early. Is that true? Is that true?
Come think of it, when I was leaving, he was walking.
Beth wants us to do a Beanbag Nation potluck dinner now.
Oh, that'd be.
But then if we become super spreaders, they're going to be critical of me. It might make the newspaper. I don't need that. Bob is here in Pensacola. Five Sisters Blues Cafe has Meatloaf Monday. I would do that. You know, someone else texted a minute ago that it was -5 where they are as well, but I forgot. I don't know where that was. We have two people texting me right now from places that are -5. You know what it's going to be here today? 78.
Yeah.
It's 70 right now.
Yeah.
And sunny. Sorry. And we have no state income tax. No big deal. We don't have to wear masks. It's a pretty good place, isn't it, Lurch?
Yeah, it is.
I'm not complaining.
I'm not going to lie.
It is currently at 11 a.m. East Coast time, 10 a.m. Central. It is 69 degrees and sunny.
Oh, you know,
on its way up to 78. Yes.
What's crazy, I'm still in our class chat from AIT.
Okay.
And there's still plenty that are still holdovers.
What do you mean?
Like they're still waiting to.
Why? They're still there.
Yep.
People you were there with?
Yeah, thank God
I'm
here.
You've been in that 3 months?
Yeah.
The hell?
They're still there.
I don't know. I'd break my leg or something. I'd get the hell out of Dodge.
Good God almighty.
How could they possibly still be there?
Now, I know some of them are waiting, are going airborne, so they're waiting to be able to go to, like, the school. But everyone else, who knows, they're just still waiting there.
Here's what I want you to do. We have really a national audience. We are based out of Florida. That's why it's called the Florida Man Radio Network. But obviously, we have a national audience. I want you to text me during the break or send me an open mic by going to the Florida Man Radio Network and hitting open mic. Genius, huh? You see what we've done there? And I want you to tell me where you are and what the temperature is right now. Because I want to gloat for the next hour. It's Friday. I want to gloat for an hour about it being 78 degrees here today and sunny on a Friday. I mean, there are worse Fridays in January, aren't there, Lurch?
Yeah.
78 and sunny here in the great state of Florida. And by the way, again, no state income taxes.
And not that much humidity right now.
There's no humidity, I don't think. No humidity whatsoever.
Normally it is, but right now it is.
So send me those messages. We're going to take a break. Meatloaf will take us out. But when we return, we will get Mama Clark's take on Meatloaf. And we'll get the temperature check from Tennessee as well. Quick break in the news. It's Justin Clark on the Florida Man Radio Network.
Now, back to the Justin Clark Show on Florida Man Radio.
Hour number two for a Friday morning. Thank goodness. Michaela getting her hair did. I mean, saving the planet. Lurch is here cheating on Nike with an Adidas t-shirt. Beanbag Nation bringing it strong today. I'd like to hear from you. 321-339. 1055. Hey, don't forget, download the Florida Man Radio app, and you can also send open mics from right there as well. But it is Friday in hour number two, which means it's our favorite part of the week. Mama Clark calls in, my mother. Hi, Mom.
Oh, hi, Justin and team and Florida Man.
Let me tell you something. I heard a little rumor that it is your husband Tom's birthday today. Is that right?
Oh, Justin. Wow. Yes.
And I was going to send him a text, but I thought it would be more special if I could do it right on the radio and wish him a very, very happy, let's say 52nd birthday.
Thank you, Justin.
Hey, buddy, really, how are you? happy birthday, Tom.
Happy birthday, Tom.
And
thank you so much, guys.
I threw in the 52 for you. That was nice of me.
I'm 53.
Yeah, 53. Well, I mean, if it makes you feel better, I mean, you guys are similar in age, but your knees have held out way longer than my mother's because she had to have both of them replaced already. You know what I mean?
Yes, they have. I'm hoping they still continue to hold out.
And by the way, you're more of an athlete than my mom. Even though my mom was a cheerleader, she hurt her knees water skiing, despite the fact that you played football every year growing up, basically.
It's hard to believe. I know. I don't understand that.
Yeah. All right. Happy birthday, buddy. We'll see you soon.
Oh, yes. He actually turned 65 today.
Well, see, why do you have to go there? I'm trying to protect this man, and you're going to throw it right out there.
Oh, I know. I just threw him under the bus.
Is it because I mentioned the knee commentary that you had to get your knees replaced, and I said his knees are perfect? Yeah, had to get him back.
That's the best thing I've ever done. Now I can walk 5 miles and I feel great.
Well, it's 80 degrees here. Well, 70. It's going to be like 79 or 80 degrees today. All right. And we're not complaining. Trust me. We're very, very happy about that. But it leads me to the question. You two are retired. You live in Tennessee. I feel like you should probably spend more time down in the great state of Florida. I mean, Tennessee's a great place. Don't get me wrong. But in the wintertime, I feel like I should see you more often.
You are absolutely right, and Tom was just saying that. He's like, I wish Justin would quit talking about it being 78 there. It's
79.
29 here, and he's 79. Oh, okay.
That's okay.
and 29 here, and he's actually looking at the calendar to see when we can get there.
Lurch, these two come down to the beach house in Palm Coast, Florida, bring their bikes, and ride, like, you know, in December, 25 miles to a bar during the day because they're retired.
And they're right back.
And then, yeah, and then it's like a Tuesday, and they're texting me like, hey, here's a picture from the bar. You know, they have like one beer. They're not big drinkers, but or two. Okay.
They're not you. Yeah.
They're not. They're sending me pictures on a Tuesday from the bar. They're like, whoosh, we're pooped. I'm like, whoosh, stop sending me photos. Because I'm at the.
Whoosh, as are we.
Exactly. Anyway, so what is the temperature in Knoxville, Tennessee today?
29 Yuck. Right now.
Yuck. I mean, look, cold weather's cool for like a week or two. You know, even a great couple snows, it's very beautiful, but not every day.
I agree. We're ready to come and see you and visit that sunshine state.
So let me ask you a question, and I think it was your call last week. We talked about you have a little notepad where you do a little prep for your appearance on the show, which I thought was very sweet. Did you prep anything for the appearance today or no?
So I did. Number one was, well, it's Tom's birthday, and you already knew that.
I beat you to the punch on that one, didn't I?
Hey,
what do you think is better? And, and Lurch, I'll ask you this question. What is better, sending someone like a fruit tray or something for their birthday or mentioning it on the national radio program? What's better? Or do you still do both?
You do both. But if you had to do one, I would say on the radio.
But do you think I still need to send a fruit basket?
I think you
really
should, yeah.
Is it too late in the day to get it there same day?
I mean, you can check edible arrangements.
What? You don't like fruit?
We do, but oh my gosh, if you could see my kitchen right now, we just went and bought a ton of fruit. But thank you for the thought. And let's celebrate when we come there very soon.
So what do you think, Lurch? Does that mean I should still send a fruit basket, or is she being serious, like, don't send fruit?
I think she's being serious. Don't send fruit.
But you know that.
But the thought
thank
was still
you,
there.
Lurch.
Of course.
All right. Well, I just want to be clear. I was going to send the fruit thing. What is that fruit thing that has like the, you know, it's all poked
up? It's like
up?
The edible arrangement.
The edible arrangement. Yeah. Thank you. I was going to send an edible arrangement, but if you're really stocked up by fruit, maybe we'll just do it on the radio here.
Yes. And Tom agrees with that. Thank you for the thought. And those are beautiful and delicious when you send them.
When I was visiting.
And that's appreciated.
When we were visiting a couple weeks ago, we went to Total Wine next to your house, and I think that we bought a case of wine. We'd like to check in and see how many of those bottles are left.
Oh, you will be very proud. We did have one bottle
last Friday
night.
Dang.
And we will have one probably tonight. We're going to go to Chesapeake for a seafood dinner.
Nice.
So we have a lot left. We're saving you some wine.
I had my first ever bottle of non-alcoholic wine last night, actually. By bottle, I mean one glass or maybe two. It wasn't so bad. I mean, it does kind of taste like grape juice, but a little bit different. But it was good. It kind of gave me the fix, you know what I mean?
Right. I'm very proud of you, Justin.
Thank you.
And glad you're doing that.
You got it. All right, Mom. I love you. Any statements you'd like to make before we go?
One thought for today in my little notepad here, my pink notepad, is, okay, no matter what happens in life, be good to people. Being good to people is a wonderful legacy to leave behind.
I agree with that. Even if someone who's not religious for whatever reason, they, you know, if you're nice to other people, be kind to your neighbor. Don't be an a-hole. You know what I mean? Just try to make other people's lives better. Make the moment that you meet them feel better. If you go to 7-Eleven, like that cashier doesn't want to be there at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
Try not to be an a-hole and be nice to them and leave. And they kind of smile like, oh, life doesn't suck.
That's why they always have a sign that says, you know, hiring.
Yeah, exactly. I like that, Mom.
That's exactly right. I always try to teach you to, you know, treat others the way that you want to be treated.
Exactly.
And people will remember how you make them feel. They may not remember what you say to them. So it is very important, Justin. I think you live by that.
I definitely do, honestly.
You do.
All right. I love you. Happy birthday to Tom again. We love you guys. See you soon.
Thank you, and I love you, too. Love you, Lurch, and you guys have a great weekend.
All right, you too. Bye-bye. she's so sweet.
Yeah.
Isn't she?
Yeah.
She's a sweet lady. I come from a pretty good family. We might not have had a lot of dough or whatever when I was a kid, but we had a lot of love.
Yeah, love, yeah.
I mean, not really from my... I mean, my dad loved us, but he abandoned us. So, you know, she had to raise all three of us and still had time to, like, shower us with love.
And look where you're at now.
Where am I? I don't know. I'm in a radio station with you.
I mean, career-wise, successful.
I got
you. Your mother's in a great place with a great guy.
Should I really send a gift or no? I was thinking about that. But then also, it's like two dudes. You know what I mean? It was easy. Well,
yeah, but I mean, honestly, it's not about...
What?
Looking weak. Are they going to call you a pansy? It has nothing to do with that.
I'm not saying they're going to call me a pansy.
If you want to send a gift to your mother and your father.
But it's not my mother. It's not her birthday. It's his birthday.
Yeah, it's his birthday.
Well, you think they have the same birthday? No, I would have said happy birthday to her.
But you're still going to send something to your mom. I mean, you got
to. What? If I send edible arrangement to him, I need to send something to her?
Like, if I was going to send something to my pops, I mean, mom is still mom.
But it's only pop's birthday, not mom's birthday.
Regardless, I think you...
By the way, it's cold out there. 80 degrees in Florida today. Oh, now everyone's saying, what? Michael in Georgia said I should send flowers instead. He's a dude. I think he might have thought it was my mom's birthday. I'm not sending Tom flowers. That would be weird. Yeah. He'd be like, thanks, right? That would be very strange. Let me check some temperatures here around the United States of America. Chet is here in Georgia, 35 degrees and cloudy. Wind chill 32. The panhandle is cold as hell today. Navarre's 36 and raining. Yuck. Oh, Dave the drummer said happy birthday, Tom. Fort Walton Beach, 35 degrees. No wonder Grillo's not out selling anything. He hates the cold. You know, that's why Grillo's not out selling anything today.
What did the big boss say yesterday?
About what? No. I don't remember. Nothing. It was nothing. And it's raining in Fort Walton Beach at 35. Yuck. Let's see. Sean is here in Topeka, Kansas. 14 degrees feels like one. Yuck. Keith is here in Maine. 4 degrees feels like minus 10.
Damn.
Yuck. Jacksonville, 55 and raining. That's just up the street. It's 80 here today. How's it 55 in Jacks?
I mean, not 80. But
it's going to be 80 degrees. It's already 70. I heard it's going to be 79 degrees here today.
High is going to be 76.
That's not what I heard. SP and Milton.
Well, it's not what I'm seeing.
Justin, stop telling everyone how good Florida is. We don't need the whole world moving here. It's a good point. SP, that's a very valid point. You know what? It's like 22 here. A chance of snow flurries later.
Everything is closed.
Everything's closed is locked down. Yeah. And we have to wear masks everywhere, even like to play soccer outside. Yeah. And you got to show your vax card, don't you? If you want to go get takeout because they're not doing dinner inside in Florida, you got to show a vaccination card just to get takeout. Bowling Green, Kentucky is 21 with an 11-degree wind chill. I don't like any of this. Pensacola's 35. 34 in Orange Beach, Alabama. The panhandle is really cold today. It's unbelievable. Stacy's in Niceville. Freezing here today. I'm going to the Keys in late February. Oh, here we go. Gene is in Claremont, Florida. It is 71 degrees outside right this minute. Randy the engineer, 39 and raining in Fort Walton Beach, known as L.A., Lower Alabama. Milton, it's... Tom and Milton, 30 degrees there. Scott is here in Lake Mary, 70 degrees. I love it. Santa Rosa Beach, 39 degrees. Yeah, yeah, yeah. 38 degrees in Middle Georgia, says Trashman Vin. I'm very happy where I'm at right now. I really am. Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, Justin J. is there, 11 degrees.
Damn.
Roger said in Kissimmee, it is snowing up my nose. Minneapolis, Michael, is 3 degrees. Feels like negative 14. Wow. Steve in Fort Walton Beach, strong, handsome, sexy man, great hair. No excuse for Grillo. He's got a lot of insulation, if you know what I mean. That's not right. Pete is here, 9 degrees in London, Ontario. I would think it would be less than that there. Punta Gorda, 70, according to Ryan C. 27 in Dallas. F that. Dallas is weird because Dallas is so hot, but in the winter, it's actually cold. You know what I mean?
Yeah, when are you supposed to go again?
I used to have to go every year around December, and it was always freezing when I went. Terrible.
Take the Comrex and do a show from there.
Yeah, I'll wait till it warms up a bit, don't you think?
Yeah.
This story is going to probably drive you crazy, too. This is, and by the way, if you want to join us, 321-339-1055. Hey, do you want to hit some open mics alerts, too, while we're at it? And you can't let me forget the open mics, because we haven't really been doing those in the past, so it's not on my radar. Go ahead.
Well, burger tastes like a foot. The Impossible Burger tastes like a foot.
Andrew from Michigan, 9 degrees.
Yuck. Disgusting. Gross. That's it?
Thank God we're here, yeah.
Oh my God, we have a record winner now. Prudhoe Bay. Where is Prudhoe Bay? Is negative 24 degrees right now. The high in Prudhoe Bay today is negative 11. Negative 11 is the high in this most horrendous place.
It's in Alaska.
Oh, maybe that makes sense. They have igloos to warm you up there, don't they?
Yeah, but
I got to go dog sledding later.
The high is going to be negative 11.
Dave is here. Justin Clark's food show now to the Weather Channel. I know, Dave. Look, I was always told when I first started here, go in straight lines. You remember Lynn Shackelford? But Justin, here's what I need you to do better. Go in straight lines. Talk radio is all about straight lines. And then for like 3 days, I tried to go in straight lines. That's all I could hear. Go in straight lines. And then this happened. Then we go from meatloaf to meatloaf. To the Weather Channel. To Hot Pocket. To Bagel Bites.
Edible arrangements.
Lynn is right. We should be going in straight lines. Straight lines. You got to keep me in a straight line, Lurch. Okay? You need to give me a look like Justin. You don't need to be talking about Bagel Bites right now because we're talking about Teddy Roosevelt's statue being removed from a museum. The Museum of Natural History in New York City, they've removed the statue of Theodore Roosevelt, which is unbelievable to me. The fact that we want to get rid of history is downright shocking and scary. Look, history's not always going to be good. It's not. Think about it.
Yeah, it's also bad history as well.
All history is bad because every good thing comes to an end due to some sort of war or fight. Yeah. All history is bad, really, if you think about it. I mean, every society ends badly, doesn't it? That's how they, I don't know, end. But yet, now what we want to do is remove history to where we can't learn from it. And it's ridiculous. I will tell you about this statue of Theodore Roosevelt, your 26th president of the United States, being removed overnight from the American Museum of Natural History. Lurch will go on the perch and much more to get to. One last quick break and we'll send it over to Ed Till. It's Justin Clark on the Florida Man Radio Network.
Objects in the rearview mirror, they appear closer than they are. And objects in the rearview mirror may appear close.
Now, back to the Justin Clark Show on Florida Man Radio.
Pretty sweet, Michael. He said, don't send flowers to Tom. Wait a couple of days and surprise your mom with flowers. Pamper her while you still can. That's pretty sweet. That's a great thought, isn't it, Lurch?
Yeah.
You're
too bad you don't listen to me.
I just forget things quickly. Your 26th president, a man you might have heard of named Theodore Roosevelt, has had a statue of himself outside of the American Museum of Natural History in New York City for a long time. It depicts him riding a horse as two nameless African-American and Native American men flank him on the side by foot. It's been a big debate in New York City, as many said that this is the subservience of the pair next to him, with the white man in the center is a symbol of racism and colonialism. No, I think that it was meant to celebrate the freaking president of the United States. A naturalist, author of works of natural history. This guy wrote books. It's crazy. But the museum said at the same time the statue itself communicates a racial hierarchy that the museum and members of the public have long found disturbing, and we're going to remove it. When did we start removing history?
I don't know.
When did we start getting rid of history? When did history become so horrible? And there are a lot of horrible things that happen in history, and that's why we need to remember them and learn about them, learn from them. But to just go around and cancel history is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard, and it's really been an invention over the last even 5 years, maybe 10. It's been very, very recent where we've decided it was time to remove history. And I don't like this in any way, shape, or form. It's crazy. The statue was commissioned in 1925 and has stood on the steps of the museum since 1940.
Wow.
It's been there since 1940. We got, you know what? Bye. Bye. Yeah, we'll throw up statues.
So much stuff has happened.
Of athletes and all. This guy was the president of the United States, and we're going to remove the statue since 1940. It's crazy. Lurch, you want to go on the perch?
Yes.
Let's do it, buddy.
It's time for the globe-trotting, jet-setting, deep voice nomadic wanderer who always brings it back home to the good old U.S. of A., Army Strong.
Army training, sir!
On the perch with Lurch.
You're right.
All right, take a guess where we're going to start today.
Hong Kong?
Nope.
Oh.
We're going to start in India, then make our way to Iran.
Oh, God.
And then we're going to bring it back home.
All right. All right.
So we're going to start in India, where a calf was born with a third eye and four nostrils. So a third eye,
yes,
like a cyclops.
I saw that. And now they're like worshiping this
and
thing.
Four nostrils. Yep. They are worshiping the calf. They believe it is the incarnation of the Hindu god Shiva, who's also known as the Lord of Cattle and God of Death and Time.
Says, this is me throwing away the same story that I had, too.
Oh, really?
Thief. Done.
No, I had it since yesterday.
Me too. I've had it since all week.
Yesterday morning.
Oh, I've had it for a while. You know, I wasn't going to get to
really?
It anyway.
Because this thing only came out a couple days ago.
Well, so. I've had it for several days.
So many believe
I'm not going to worship any cow. Four eyes, six eyes, extra nips. I don't know. I'm not going to worship a cow.
And they say many believe the animal will bring them good luck and prosperity. And then a livestock department official came out and said that it's just a mutant animal and that they typically survive in good grace 2 years or just a couple of weeks.
There should be a requirement if you're going to go worship a cow because it's going to give you good luck. There should be a requirement to check in 3 years and let's figure out what kind of luck you actually got. No, seriously, I want them to check in with us 3 to 5 years from now, and I want to see how lucky they really were.
And then someone else came out and said that it's just a hormonal disorder, and people should be aware that it has nothing to do with superstition.
Yeah, you think?
Or faith.
You think?
Sadly, in North Wales, a calf with three eyes was born there, but unfortunately, he was slaughtered.
Oh.
Now we're going to go to Iran with a man who is 87 years old, claims that he has not washed in 67 years.
Washed anything?
Yeah, like anything.
Has he gotten a haircut?
He also eats roadkill.
Mm.
And he says he survives by eating roadkill with creatures including porcupines. He also drinks water from puddles in the street.
He's also a freak.
He says a favorite pastime of his is smoking a pipe filled with animal manure.
Rich B says meatloaf made from a three-eyed cow is awesome.
He says that the reason why he doesn't bathe or follow personal hygiene is because he claims it would bring him bad luck and it eventually will kill him. I mean, he's 87. He lives in Iran. So medics came out to run tests on him, and they were surprised and shocked to see that he is in good health.
Uh-huh.
He has no parasites or diseases or anything.
Or girlfriends.
Well, yeah, he doesn't have a woman.
You think? I wonder why. Well, because he hasn't bathed in 60 years.
They say that it's due to him having a very strong immune system. But
I mean,
that,
at some point, you're just like, F it. You know what? I've
long. I mean, he said that for 67 years.
You think he's, like, jumped in a lake or anything?
I don't think so. I mean, of course, if it rains, but he also says that, unfortunately, people occasionally show up or go to him to taunt him and throw stones at him.
Well, I wouldn't do that. Yeah, I'm not going to pile on a weirdo.
But surprisingly, he is up to date with current events.
I hope that someday he just is like, you know what? This has been going on long enough and just hops in a shower.
I mean, 87 years old.
He's done.
I mean,
it's not going to happen. Yeah, that ship has sailed for this guy.
And, all right, I'm going to lose the script.
Okay.
I'm going to say something that I this is very tough to say, but scientists
yes.
say that we are now in a sixth mass extinction. So a study from the International Union for Conservation of Nature found that hundreds of land animals could go extinct in the next 20 years.
Sounds like impending doom.
Yep. It says human involvement in climate change, of course, are to be blamed for the unsustainable habitats for wildlife. It says worldwide, they believe that as many as up to 500 species could go extinct. Scientists estimate that 99% of all living organisms that have ever lived are now extinct.
We should start with sharks, jellyfish, and snakes. Can we start there?
Well,
please.
There's no need for them to be in Noah's Ark.
We learned that, yes.
They say in the last 500 million years, there have been five occasions when 75 to 90% of all species have gone extinct, and we are now in the sixth.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm not super worried about it, honestly.
Really?
No, I'm not.
Well, if all animals go extinct, how are we going to...
I don't think they're all going to go. We'll have plenty to eat. Mm-hmm. I'll eat flowers or veggies or something.
And now this one
I mean, potatoes aren't going to go away, are they? No. I'll eat french fries. I don't care.
You're going to eat vegetarian stuff?
Yeah, salt's not going to go. Some potatoes, slice them up, put them, fry them up a little bit, put some salt.
And now we have a fitness expert that shared an army technique that will help you fall asleep in 2 minutes. So he uploaded it to TikTok, has 250,000 likes so far.
You smoked Dave the Drummer's weed. You stole the pipe from Dave the Drummer, and boom.
So Justin Augustine claims that he has a way for anyone to sleep in 2 minutes. He said that the technique was developed for soldiers and fighter pilots so they can fall asleep anytime, anywhere.
Okay, go ahead.
And this is...
You punch yourself in the face and then bang your head against the wall. No.
You start by calming your body.
Okay. Right.
You relax each part from head to toe. You relax the muscles in your forehead, your eyes, cheeks, jaws, from head to toe, your shoulders. You take a deep breath. You clear your mind of any stress.
This guy wrote a book or something. I'm going to freak out.
Just think that you're in a canoe on a lake with a clear blue sky. And if that doesn't work, think you're lying in a black velvet hammock in a pitch black room. And if you think about other things for more than 10 seconds, say, don't think, don't think, don't think. You practice this for every night for 6 weeks, and you'll be able to fall asleep in 2 minutes. Now, I got to tell you, I mean, people say it works.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I bet. I bet it does.
I don't think it would work for me. I've been out in the field, and nothing like this is going to be able to help me fall asleep in 2 minutes.
Anything else?
That is
excellent
all.
Work today, Lurch. You're final on the perch of the week. And then you only have three next week.
Two, actually.
You only have two next week. Oh, you won't be here Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday.
Yep.
And who is filling in EC again?
EC,
EC will be here Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I heard your flight already got canceled home.
Yes, but I booked a different one.
Why did your flight get your return flight get canceled? What did it say? What did it tell you?
Frontier just said flight was canceled.
Really?
I will get refunded, which is okay.
Yeah, it's 7 days.
I just have to wait 7 days.
So you're already out at the cost of another flight, right?
Yeah. Hopefully that doesn't get canceled, because then, you know what, I might have to cancel the trip, because if I can't get back into the country, then what am I going to do?
A lot of great football this weekend. Are you going to be watching some games?
I will be watching some games.
Tomorrow, 4:30 p.m., the Cincinnati Bengals, the mighty, mighty, mighty Cincinnati Bengals versus the Tennessee Titans. Titans minus 3.5. Lurch, who do you have?
I think I have the Titans.
I'm going to go Titans as well. Lurch, Justin, both go Titans. San Francisco 49ers are getting 5.5 over the Green Bay Packers. What do you think? 5.5 points. I don't know the weather in Green Bay. Green Bay has Aaron Rodgers, of course. The 49ers have Garoppolo, who's kind of been going downhill, and he's a little injured.
I mean, the 49ers are coming off a win from the Cowboys.
So you're going with the 49ers?
I think I'm going to go with the Packers.
Oh, damn it.
It's still Rodgers.
I'm going to go Green Bay Packers minus 5.5. On Sunday, that's an 8:15 game. Sunday, 3 o'clock East Coast time, it is the Los Angeles Rams versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Tom Brady. It is the Bucs minus -3.
Well, I'm going to get hated for this, but I'm going to go with the Rams.
And I'm going to go with, obviously, Tom Brady and the Buccaneers minus -3. So that's the first one we disagree on. And lastly, we'll round out the weekend in the NFL.
This is a big one.
In Kansas City, where the Buffalo Bills venture to Arrowhead Stadium to meet the Chiefs. Chiefs minus only 1.5 at home, meaning that the Bills are really favored to be the better team because home field gets you 3 to 4 points.
I like Patrick Mahomes. I like Travis Kelce. But I think the Bills have a chance of winning. So I'm going to go with the Bills.
You're going to go with the Bills getting 1.5? Yep. I'm obviously
you have to.
going with the Buffalo Bills to cover the spread against the Chiefs. I don't feel great about it. I don't feel great about it. So for you and I, it's going to come down to the Rams-Bucks.
Rams-Bucks
minus -3. The Bucks are minus -3.
I mean, we might be just completely wrong, too, with the other games.
But it doesn't matter, because if we're wrong on the other ones, we're going to push.
No, it just means we suck.
And it'll come down to the Rams-Bucks. I don't know. It's hard to bet against Tom Brady, isn't it?
No, it is, but I think if the Rams can keep playing good defense, I mean, they might give Matthew Stafford the time to be able to get that offense out there and
now
do some wonders.
Will you indeed be coming over to my 1,500 square foot townhome on Sunday to watch the
game?
Yes, I will be there. You're committed?
I am committed.
Apparently, it's going to be a few people over, I guess. But you know, but then the thing about Sunday night is no one wants to have cocktails on Sunday night, though, because you want to be fresh for Monday morning. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Actually, the true question is, are you going to be drinking tonight, tomorrow, or Sunday?
Here's my plan, and you can hold me to this. Tonight, I have a dinner with a friend who's in town from out of town. Dinner plans, I think I'm going to have 2 glasses of wine at dinner. That's my plan right now. And then maybe some drinks spread throughout the weekend, but not a lot. Like, not enough to be hungover the next day. So that's my plan.
So then, dry January turns into
dry January during the week.
Dry week.
Yes.
And then on the weekend, you'll drink, but you won't go too crazy.
That's right. But last weekend, I probably overconsumed a little bit. So this weekend, the plan is to not do that.
That's the plan, but we all know what happens.
It's a new strategy.
When you make plans.
It's not carved in stone, but I'm telling you, my plan, my strategy for the weekend is to not drink enough to be hungover at all. Right? Fair enough.
That's fair.
And I will report back on Monday morning how that goes. I will.
And I will be there Sunday to see you.
You will be there Sunday to report back on Monday. That's the only reason you're coming over, Dick. I know what you're doing. And you will report back if the girl texts you.
Yes.
You promise.
I promise.
Pinky promise me?
Pinky promise you.
God is watching, and that four-eyed pig or the cow is watching too, just so you know. Awesome. Great job today, Lurch. We want to find out more about you, though. We want to follow your travels this weekend. How do we do so?
Fern FMR on Twitter, Nando the Fern on Instagram, and nandothefern.com/1am.
And I am at ATTY Justin Clark on Instagram. Follow me there. Or ATTY Justin Clark on Twitter. Follow me there as well. But most importantly, thank you for joining me today. Thank you for joining me all week. I love you. I do. I love spending my mornings here with you. I hope we make your life a little bit better. Not that your life sucks. I'm just saying, you know. Our lives kind of suck. We're trying to just have fun together.
74 degrees.
Talk about Meatloaf, the dead musician, then Meatloaf, whether onions or not. And that's kind of what we do, Lurch, isn't it?
That's what we always do.
Tell your friends, please. There's no other station like this one on the planet, really. Tell them, no matter where they live, no matter if it's -2 or 80 degrees like it is here, download the Florida Man radio app. I think they might just enjoy it. Last favor of the week. Could you please stick around? Because Bill O'Reilly is coming up next, followed by my man, my friend, the legend, ladies and gentlemen, Edward Friggin Tells. That is when Shando takes over. He's the anchor tenant up in here. He's like the Publix of this little radio station shopping center with the Shannon Burke Show. We've already seen Bubba Whip-Ass Wilson, so he will be in the house. He already came in the studio.
He's already here now. If he's asleep later,
I walked out and gave him a hug, actually, during the last break. EC will be here. Yo Frey will be here. It'll be a party this afternoon. Great programming throughout the weekend. The party, though, starts again Monday morning with the big man himself, Bubba the Love Sponge. Lurch, I don't know much, but I do know one little teeny tiny thing.
What's that?
I'll see you right back here again Monday morning on the Florida Man Radio Network.